Joining me on Kinship Radio this morning is Scott McConnell. Scott is a Minnesota native and has researched the needs and preferences of church leaders, laity, and the unchurched for Lifeway Christian Resources for over 25 years. Scott is currently the executive director of Lifeway Research, where he and his team regularly measure the views of Americans, churchgoers, and Protestant pastors. He's also the author of several books, his latest being Together, The Power of Groups. Scott, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Well, in your research, you talk about exercising faith as one of those signposts. That's a measure of Christian maturity you guys have put your finger on. How would you define that in particular?
As we follow Christ, we hope to see transformation happening in our lives. And so when it comes to exercising faith, the transformation that we want to see is moving from risk aversion to our lives being characterized by faithful obedience to God's will. And a verse that kind of sums up a lot of that is Galatians 2:20 that says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so that's the transformation we hope to see happening, really moving from our living for ourselves to living for Christ and on his agenda.
So I know what exercising is. As a matter of fact, I'm heading to the gym this afternoon. And of course, I know what faith is. So maybe we can bring this down even more. What would that look like, Scott, in my daily life?
It's easy for a Christian to say, I have faith, because they have put their faith in Jesus Christ to forgive their sins and to be able to have a relationship with God. But faith itself is really a muscle. And so unless we're practicing it, unless we're exercising it, yes, we're saved, but we're not really growing. We're not really transforming to become more like Christ in the area of faith. And it's amazing how many times as we read through the Gospels that Jesus condemns even his disciples, you know, how little faith they have. And so I think we have to step into the faith topic very humbly to say, you know, just assuming that our faith needs to grow and to be proactively trying to exercise it, that really comes into depending on God. So looking at the things that are going on in our lives and consciously saying and praying to God, God, I'm going to depend on you for this. I'm going to depend on you for that and this too, rather than depending on myself.
So as I think about exercising in the gym, I can also think about exercising my faith muscle, as you've put it.
Yes, yes.
I know sometimes having a goal or an objective or even a model can help us. Who, in your opinion, in Bible or church history, would you describe as being a role model for being able to exercise faith muscles, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger of faith?
You know, Abraham comes to mind first, you know, one of the patriarchs of the Bible. You know, God told him to leave the place he lived, leave everything he knew, and go to the land he would show him. And really, every step of the journey after that required faith, required Abraham depending on God. And it wasn't an empty dependence. God had given him promises, some pretty fantastic promises that he'd be the father of a great nation and that he would be given a land to live in. But he had no idea how he was going to get there. He had no idea. At the beginning, he didn't even know what land it would be. And so he really had to live every day depending on God. And there were some moments in his life where he didn't. And he trusted in his own reasoning when he went to Egypt and other places. But his journey was a faith journey. And I think you know, that comes to mind as definitely a role model.
How can someone learn more about the work that you and your team do at Lifeway Research?
Our research, we do the research for church leaders, for followers of Christ. And so we make that available at lifewayresearch.com for free. And there are articles there with the actual research findings. There's also insights articles where we try to give some guidance on kind of what to do with some of that context that we have found.
Well, thank you, Scott, for joining me this morning.
Glad to be with you.
Joining me this morning has been Scott McConnell, Executive Director of Lifeway Research in Nashville, Tennessee. For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.